Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name is Betsawe Castro Escobar. I'm from UC Berkeley. I'm a fourth-year PhD student at the Integrative Biology Department, and I study evolution, ethnobotany, and ecology of the calabash trees in the Caribbean Basin. I'm here to talk about rue, or Ruta grabiolens, which is in the Rutaceae family, same family as the different citruses, so lemons and limes and oranges. This herb in particular is native to the Balkans, so in southeastern Europe, but nowadays it's grown widely all around the world in different gardens, but it's also kind of weedy, so you can find it in between pavements and cracks in the middle of the city as well. It's a herb, for sure. It's a trifoliate leaf plant with soft bluish colored leaves, and it has a very strong pungent odor once you crush the leaves. Not like citrus, not at all. It smells a little bit more like a strong musky medicinal odor. The traditional uses go way back to ancient Rome, and it's been described for warning off enemies, so it was used a lot in magic and rituals. On a more medicinal side to it, it's a very well-known emmenagogue, which means that it promotes the flow of blood to the pelvic area and the uterus. So it's not suggested for women that are pregnant to use this herb, but a lot of herbalists, a lot of midwives definitely use this herb during birth to support a woman during the birthing process. It's been used culinarily speaking, although at a smaller amount. In Mediterranean cuisine, they use it to enhance the flavor of cheeses, some salads, egg, meat, and fish. And at a lesser extent, it's also used as an insect repellent. Although this is a great plant, it should be consumed in small dosages. It's medicinal and culinary purposes. If people exceed the use of this plant, there could be toxic consequences. I started growing it a couple years back, and I noticed that it's a fantastic herb that withstands really hot, low water conditions. It's definitely a really good plant for places that suffer drought, but it's also a really good accompanying plant to other plants.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.